This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadka with news. Our top stories first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli reshuffles cabinet today. Janata Samajwadi Party joins government. Communication Minister Parbat Gurung urges all not to believe in rumours targeting to weaken ruling party. Country reports additional 6,653 new cases of COVID-19 in the last 24 hours. 101 corona-related deaths confirmed today itself. And India orders 300 million doses of unapproved coronavirus vaccine amid a devastating second wave. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has reshuffled his cabinet today. The agreement to reshuffle the cabinet was made after the meeting held today between Prime Minister Oli and Janata Samajwadi Party leader Mahanta Thakur. The newly appointed ministers are reported to take the oath of office and secrecy few moments later. Communication Minister Parbat Gurung has said that the government is committed to stopping the adverse environmental effects while excavating the construction materials like sand and rocks. Unveiling the cabinet decision in Simadarbar today, the government spokesperson and Communication Minister Gurung said that the provisions related to excavation of materials from streams and riverbeds in the upcoming fiscal year have been misinterpreted. Minister Gurung also urged people not to believe in rumours targeting to weaken the ruling party. He also asked all not to make issues and comment negatively as the president's diplomatic address to the international community to avail the COVID-19 vaccine was as per the spirit of Nepal's constitution. Meanwhile, the cabinet meeting has also decided to permit the agriculture ministry to purchase the chemical fertilizer through the government-to-government process. The cabinet has also decided to publish the result of SEE based on the final examinations administered by the respective schools. Similarly, the cabinet has also decided to have regular international flights to Turkey, Qatar, and China once a week. Chief Justice Solendra Samsher Jung Bahadur Rana has constituted a constitutional bench on the basis of seniority for heading cases relating to dissolution of the House of Representatives on the 22nd of May. The bench chaired by Chief Justice Rana comprises senior-most Judge Deepak Kumar Karki and Justices Meera Khatka, Hari Krishna Karki and Ishwar Prasad Khatiwada. Earlier, Chief Justice Rana agreed to form the constitutional bench heading the petitions related to the House of Representatives' dissolution on the basis of seniority and scheduled the hearing for June 7. Hearing was held in connection with the Nepal Citizenship First Amendment Ordinance 2078 soon after the formation of the constitutional bench today. President Bidya Devi Bhandari had issued this ordinance on May 23rd, and 6 writs have been filed at the Supreme Court against this ordinance. The Ministry of Health and Population has urged the hospitals to allocate 20% of bed capacity for children, predicting the third wave of COVID-19 infection in the country. The Health Ministry issuing notice today made this appeal, stating the likeliness of third wave of COVID-19. Health Ministry's Division Chief Dr. Madan Kumar Upadhyay urged all government and community and private hospitals to make arrangement of life-saving oxygen along with the bed arrangements. The Health Ministry has reported additional 6,653 new cases of COVID-19 in the last 24 hours. With this, the total number of corona-infected people in the country has climbed to 581,560. Similarly, 8,663 people have recovered from the virus infection to date. According to Health Ministry's data, the recovery rate till this date has reached 81.9%. Meanwhile, the Health Ministry has confirmed additional 101 corona-related deaths to date itself. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Here we take a short break.
Hello.
Ke gardai
chhau? Hamro biye ko shopping ko lagi aako ni baba mummy sanga.
E ho ra? Ani mero lagi ke kindai chhau?
Baba mummy eti hununcha ke ki sochnu huncha hola wale? Malai ta kasto laaj lagcha. Bhare rati bolum na la.
Aile free wifi chha ke office ma. Bujha na. Bhare kasari garnu?
Mero hune wala shriman ji lai eti pani tha chaina ki kya ho? NTC को अनलिमिटेड नाइट वॉइस पैक राती 10 बजे देखि बिहान 6 बजे सम्म
ए हो त है मेरो वाइफ
त कति स्मार्ट अब त रात आउँछ अब रात तपाईको नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज मिनिस्टर फर हेल्थ एन्ड पपुलेसन हृदय स्थिर पार्टी ह्याज सेड द्याट द गभर्नमेन्ट ह्याज emphatically placed preparedness in view of the third wave of COVID-19 likely to occur during the coming winter. Speaking to journalists at Parasi in Nol Parasi district today, Minister Tripathi asserted that the government had also prioritized vaccination drive as a preventive measure against COVID-19. Sharing the American government's decision to provide Nepal with 5 million doses of vaccine against the flu-like infection, Minister Tripathi extended his gratitude towards the American government and the American ambassador to Nepal for this medical assistance. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has urged the government to ensure Dalits' rights to justice and equality. A press release issued by NHRC spokesperson Dr. Tikaram Batrai today said the society has not yet become caste-based discrimination and untouchability-free nation even after 15 years of its announcement. The government had declared Nepal a caste-based discrimination and untouchability-free nation on the 4th of June in 2006. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now to some international updates. India has ordered 300 million doses of an unapproved coronavirus vaccine amid a devastating second wave. The federal government said in a statement that the unnamed vaccine from Indian firm Biological E is in phase 3 trials and had shown promising results in the first two phases. The $206 million order is the first India has signed for a jab that has not received emergency approval. This comes as the country struggles to speed up its lagging vaccination drive. The UN on Friday said fighters from the Allied Democratic Forces, ADF group, killed 57 civilians in displacement camp in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo on May 31st. UNHCR, the UN Refugee Agency, said the deadly attacks by the ADF, which was driven out of neighboring Uganda in the late 1990s, had forced some 5,800 people to flee multiple displacement sites in the Eastern Ituri province. Several others were left wounded and 25 people were abducted while 70 shelters and stores were set on fire. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in rest of the country. And isolated brief rain is also likely to occur at one or two places of Province 1. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa, but before wrapping up, top stories once more. प्राइम मिनिस्टर केपी शर्मा ओली रिसफल्स क्याबिनेट टुडे जनता समाजवादी पार्टी जोइन्स गभर्नमेन्ट कम्युनिकेशन मिनिस्टर पार्वत गुरूङ अर्जेज ओल नट टु बिलिभ इन रुमर्स टार्गेटिङ टु विकन रूलिङ पार्टी Country reports additional 6,653 new cases of COVID-19 in the last 24 hours. 101 corona-related deaths confirmed to date show. And India orders 300 doses of unapproved coronavirus vaccine amid a devastating second wave. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Phutisa. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the morning tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.